In high school, my Latin teacher put me behind this black and green monitor where I had to do vocabulary lessons. System was designed by one of my classmates, which made it only more embarrassing for me. But it's the colors I want to talk about. See, today's computer screens offer a huge range of colors. But it's what we do with them in our designs that makes things nice or just plain ugly. Welcome to the 29th episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app, Color Schemer Studio. Be sure to keep listening because I'll be mentioning a promo code in this episode. Keep in mind, this is an enhanced podcast, meaning that everything I talk about can be seen in the iTunes artwork window and you can check it out on your iPod as well. So, it's been a while. I took some time out from podcasting and I spent some extra time with family and friends, but the holidays are over, so it's back to work. But I do wish to thank all of the listeners for checking out Neat Little Mac Apps over the past year. I've really gotten a lot of feedback from you guys, a lot of submissions. It's you that actually created the show and can listen to it the way that it is right now. So thanks, and I really feel that the podcast now has really grown to its adult form. I'm really happy with the way it works right now, and I couldn't have done it without all of you. So really, thank you, and thanks for listening. So Color Schemer Studio, what is it? Well, it's the ultimate tool for creating, you guessed it, color schemes. It's created by Color Schemer at www.colorschemer.com. Now, why do I use this? Well, now you all know I'm a bit of a graphics geek and I like nicely designed products. Now, whether it's an iPhone or a website, I immediately judge it on my visual impression of that specific thing. And I believe that I'm not the only one in that. Now, colors play a big role in that. A huge role. The best example is creating a website. I do this by creating, for example, a logo first, a name, for example, and then I create a website that fits the look and feel of that very logo. Now, I can already start using Color Schemer for the logo design on itself, but I can do so much more with it. I can base all the other colors of the site on that logo or on a picture, which I believe that the tint and color feel of that picture would be fitting for this site. And I do all this with all of my sites, and I believe that it really works. Now, how does it work? Well, first, the principle. Color Schemer opens up an untitled work area with all the tools and visual representations and everything that you work with. Now you can go and save that very window, that file, to call it a Color Schemer project file. So you could, for example, have a Color Schemer file for every site you create with all the settings and stuff that you can change. So it's not something that creates a color palette for one time and then leaves it at that. No, you can save the projects you were working on and tweak them and change them later on. Now, let's run by all the possibilities of this great application by use of an example. Say I have a specific color in mind that I definitely want to use in my site. Now, you can go and set that color in the left column, and this is called the base color section of that application. There you can select a color and use that as the basis, the basic color from which all your other schemes will be created. All the matching colors will be relative to the color you select there in the base color section. So I have this color, and in the middle of the window I can now go and generate matching colors, and the middle part is called the matching colors section. Now, this section of the interface displays sets of colors that match your selected base color, depending on which tab you have selected. Now, the matching colors section will either display a color wheel, a matching color harmonies, or a set of suggested colors to use in a color scheme. The color wheel is very intuitive. It will run through all the colors in the spectrum and display those that match your base color qua look and feel and stuff. The harmonies are really cool too. It looks a bit like the color wheel, but instead of showing you the whole wheel, you can start creating specific matching colors by selecting harmony styles. For example, complements, split complements, triads, tetrads, analogues, monochromatic. I have no clue what these are. But check out the screenshots, you'll know what I talk about, and basically I just fill with them until I get some really cool visual matching colors. Now, this might sound a bit geeky and all, but just download the demo and play with it a bit. You'll see it's really easy, and for those who like to design stuff, you'll just find this to be an amazing help in your creative process. The third option is called suggestive colors, and here Color Schemer will show you a small, simple web page layout kind of thing with text on it and specific tables and locations, and it will generate colors that it thinks match up to the color you chosen, the basic color, and you also have a bunch of options on how to match up those colors, vibrant, muted, monochromatic, etc. So you immediately get a representation of what it would give on a website. Now, the colors that you create like this can be dragged onto the favorites column on the right side, and so you can keep those for use later on. Now, let's play some more. In the toolbar, you have some really handy tools. You have the randomize button. When you hit this, it will randomize the base color, and of course that's a nice way of getting all the color schemes you like. If you're not sure what you would like to be using as a base color, you can just keep hitting that color and see the other colors pop in the matching colors section until you find something that you really like, without having to go with one specific color that you think you will be working with. Another nice feature is the photo schemer, and this is my favorite. Say I have a logo or a picture, and I really like the look and feel of the colors in that picture, and I want to base the rest of my design on those colors. I just hit photo schemer, and I drag a picture onto the little window that pops up. Now, immediately, Color Schemer will pick out a bunch of colors, and I can change the number of colors that Color Schemer should pick. I can manually move the selections on the image to other portions of the screen, of the window, of the picture. I can hit the randomize button on that little window also, so it will randomize the colors that it will pick from that picture, and I can keep hitting it until I have a satisfying batch of colors, and I can add all those colors also to my favorites. Another nice tool is the color mixer, and this allows mixing different colors into a new color or into all the colors in between two selected colors. I also have a color analyzer, and this allows you to quickly see what colors from a favorites list of colors would make good background colors and which colors would be good to use with that as text color. You also have quick preview, and this is a bit the same as the small web page preview, only here you can drag and drop your own colors onto the text and the background and the tables of a small web page and immediately see how it would look. You also have a small pop-up button, and that's a color history, a drop-down button, and there you can see the colors you have chosen in the past, and you can go back to them using that specific drop-down button. So you see, this application is extremely useful and very easy to use, but now what? I mean, how do I implement those colors I just created? Well, first of all, I can save the whole working window, as mentioned in the intro, as a color schemer file, and I can open it or save it again later to work a bit more on it later. Secondly, I can export or import those schemes to specific color palettes through an export wizard. And this export wizard has a lot of options. First, you can select what you want to export. And that's you can immediately see a visual representation of the colors, meaning you can choose whether or not you should export the favorites, the color wheel, the color mixer colors, or the color history. And then you can select a file to export it to. And the options here are a Photoshop or an Illustrator or a Freehand or a Color Painter color palette, which you can then import into those specific programs. Or you can export directly to a CSS or an XML file. Or what's really cool, you can export it to an HTML file, and that gives you like this really small, clean HTML with in big squares the colors into it and immediately a hex and RGB values next to those squares. You can also export it to a little nice small GIF file. Now, what's even cooler is that there's a widget, the Color Schemer Galleria widget, and you can download that for free from the site, and there you will subscribe to a feed of color schemes so you can see what other people are creating, because you can even get an account at Color Schemer and manage and upload your own color schemes there and share them with others, a Color Schemer community, so to speak. Now, there are some developer tips to this application. The first one is that in the photo schemer, the dragging and dropping of a picture can only be done when you have the window in front of you, and you have also a Finder window open with the picture in it, so you can immediately click on the picture and drag it onto that window. If you don't have a Finder window open, each time you will have to click on, each time you click on the Finder to go and find a picture, the main drop window will disappear. And this is quite annoying. So my tip to developer would be just to get some sort of import menu there as well. So you can just hit import and go and browse to the picture that you want to import to use to pick the colors from. A second one is the quick preview window. You know, the little HTML mimicking page is quite ugly. I mean, the HTML page itself is very basic. I don't know, something somehow bothers me with that. But besides these two tips, I really dig the application. It's quite clear. I really enjoy it. One thing, now I'm talking about digging an application. I don't know, but if there are some Dig users amongst the listeners, Dig has recently opened up a podcast section where you can go and dig for your favorite podcast. So everybody head over to Dig, just click the link in the iTunes artwork window, and you will be taken directly to the Neat Little Mac Apps section on Dig, and you can vote for both the whole podcast or for the specific episodes in that podcast, just telling me, okay, I really dig this one. And that way I can see a bit which reviews you liked the best. So head over to Dig and promote the podcast in your very own way. So what kind of promotion do I have in store for you guys? Well, the developer agreed to give you 10% off Color Schemer Studio, and it will be valid until the end of January, meaning that normally the price is $49.99. You will get 10% off of that, and all you have to do is use the coupon code NLMA from Neat Little Mac Apps, NLMA. One important thing though, you will have to use a special link. So just hit the link in the iTunes artwork window and you'll be directed to the correct page where you can use that coupon code. So go over to the site and download the demo, check it out. It's time limited, so you'll be able to use it fully featured for a specific period of time. And if you like it, you can go get it and get 10% off. Okay, so that's it for this podcast. I hope you liked it. As always, you can feel free to hop in at the Neat Little Mac Apps website, leave your comments there, your feedback, or go and dig on the Dig site, and that way I'll find out more about what you like and what you didn't like about the whole podcast. You can leave comments there as well, but you can leave them also on my site. If you have an application that you think is truly special, or if you're a developer who thinks that his app is great, be sure to let me know. I'll gladly give it a shot, and perhaps it winds up in this show. You can send that to feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com or use the feedback form on the site. Music, as always, is provided by the British band Dark Horse. Track name is Starting Over. It's the instrumental version, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com. One small tip, also, I have my really cool digital SLR, the Canon 400, and I'm very happy with it, but as mentioned on the site also, I'm not using Picture Gallery because my idea right now is to just put a photo blog online, and I found a really cool service that I can put on my GoDaddy account, and it's called pixel post, and it allows me to quickly upload one specific picture. I can even define what date or which day it should be put in the RSS feed. You can subscribe to that feed also, and you will get pictures. You can also use it in iPhoto. It's Photocast compatible, so you can subscribe there to it as well. Just hit the link in the iTunes artwork window to get that. Just a small note, perhaps you're interested. Anyway, just let me know what you think of it. Okay, so that's it for this podcast. Keep loving those apps. Bye.
This show is a proud member of
the techpodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
Techpodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.